They seem very much close to who I am and a lot of kids that I knew. I grew up in a very poor neighborhood, the youngest of 9 kids. So I was constantly, you know, surrounded by family, mostly brothers. I'm the youngest of 9, but there's 6 boys. And so it feels very much like home for me. It feels like going back in time.
I just really believe the idea of 4 brothers that are not the same nationality, it just moved me for some reason, you know. When you see the cover of this film on the billboards and side of buses, you're gonna see the title, 4 Brothers, and you'll be like, how are they 4 brothers? And you got a white boy, and a black boy. Well, you'll see. You know, when you're in the foster system, you really don't know who's gonna end up being your brother or sister. You know, that's the beauty of it. It's like, you know, it's like a Monopoly, you know, or you know, what deck of cards am I going to be dealt now, you know? And there's so many people in the foster system, and they get new brothers and sisters every day, you know, and you never know who's going to end up staying in that foster home and getting shipped off somewhere else. And, you know, so you just kind of take these people as they come, you know, but everybody's one and the same, because no matter what your story is, what your background is, we know that you come from a life that's not easy. And, you know, technically, we all we got now.
There's such a strong amount of brotherhood because of the maternal influence that Evelyn, you know, they were affected so much by her maternal influence, which gave them this sort of band together, which tied them together. And, you know, when she passes away and they all come back for the funeral, that's when you can really see, you know, they're sort of strangers at first, and then they mend back into their old ways.
In the script, we have a certain relationship, but even on set, after hanging out with each other and, you know, filling each other out, we've actually failed into the characters that we're supposed to play. Naturally. I mean, not that we're trying to make it happen. I'm an only child, so I've never had brothers or sisters in real life, so I don't know what it's like, really. But I can tell you, like, Mark, he is the older brother. I mean, when it comes to film, he has the most seniority out of all of us, so we look up to him, you know. Well, I know I look up to him to see, you know, I watch him. See, he's professional, you know. He's a great motivator. We have these little pep talks, and he tells us about when he first started, you know. And it's crazy because 3 of us came out of the music, you know, genre. And so he was telling me his transition, you know. And so he is that older brother. Tyrese, me and Tyrese, we fool around all the time like he is my younger brother. And, you know, he jones me and, you know, crack jokes on me all the time, and we're just at it. And Jared, he's like, he is the younger brother. He doesn't talk much, and we pick on him. Like on-set jokes, you know, like his hairstyle in the movie, you know, this big mullet. You know, we pick on him all the time, so we've fallen into that whole brotherly thing.
What do we got here?
Bobby, meet Keenan. Keenan, this is Bobby. Something tells me he was on his way to deliver a warning.
What's his name, Keenan?
Damien. It's my brother.
He's your brother? These are my brothers.
Nah, dog, he's my real brother.
Yeah, these are my real brothers. This is Angel, I'm Bobby, this is Jack and Jeremiah. What about you and Damien? You guys still close? Does he live at home with you?
Yeah, but I ain't telling you.
Okay.
I wouldn't sell out my brothers either.